ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen. Habib qulubina wa tabib nufusina abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala al-bayt al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Respected brothers and sisters, dear audience and listeners to IRIB English Radio, the program Bridge, please accept my salam. Inshallah, you're receiving this session in the best state of health and faith, and may it be that you won't forget us from your du'as and from praying for us in the moments of spiritualities and connections with your Lord, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been focusing on the 19th du'a of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us a du'a, and it was in fact his supplication when he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour down rain and water in the times of drought, in the times of difficulties where water was not accessible. And we went deep into the discussion that we need to appreciate all the natural blessings and resources that are available to us as signs of the existence of God. Not only existence, but also the mercifulness, the vast mercifulness of our Creator. And in this third phrase of the 19th du'a, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentions and titles the water of the rain as the factor or as the reviver of the dead earth. Without water, the earth would be dead, right? It would have nothing on the earth. There would have been no significance, possibility of any sort of life on the face of the earth. In fact, in the other planets, when we are looking for life, we are looking for water, right? Let's take a break and inshallah we'll be back momentarily.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. ربنا
All right, alhamdulillah that we are sitting in the school, in the class of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam by listening to the phrases of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. He says in the 19th du'a, in the third phrase, describing the rain, he says, تُحْيِي بِهِ مَا قَدْ مَاتْ وَتَرُدُّ بِهِ مَا قَدْ فَاتْ وَتُخْرِجُ بِمَا هُوَ آتْ وَتُوَسِّعُ بِهِ فِي الْأَغْوَاتْ سَحَابًا مُتَرَاكِمًا هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا طَبَقًا مُجَلْجَلًا غَيْرَ مُلِثٍ وَدْقُهُ وَلَا خُلَّبٍ بَرْقُهُ. In a beautiful way, Imam describes, it says, through which, I mean the rain, you revive what has vanished, the earth, bring forth what is coming, وَتُخْرِجُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ آتٍ, you cause the fruits, the freshness, the spring, the life on the face of the earth to come to us in, as بِمَا هُوَ آتٍ, bring forth what is coming, right? What is expected to come. وَتُوَسَّئْ بِهِ فِي الْأَقْوَاتِ And provide plentiful foods for all of us, right? To the food that by which we get the energy. And then we can perform the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. And it's one of the beautiful du'as. Anytime you have food and you're about to eat or when you're done eating, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the energy that I receive from this food to become a source of obedience of you, O Allah, not a source of transgression. Sahaban mutarakiman hani'an mari'an tabaqan mujaljala. Through the heaped up, wholesome, productive clouds, in reverberating layers, right? That it says, غَيْرَ مُلِثٍ وَتْقُهُ وَلَا خُلَّبٍ بَرْقُهُ The rains down power, not without seas, and the lightning's flashes, not without fruit. What do we exactly want to mention here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have... An interesting point in this supplication is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us some of the characteristics of rain in the language of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam that are beautifully described. It says rain revives the dead lands, its abundant blessings compensate for past losses, and through it the earth's produce becomes our share. Let's take another break and stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, as a conclusion in the last part of this session, what we want to say is that the Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asked the Almighty God in his statement that the clouds have thunder and lightning, and also added that the lightning should not be false and without rain. He also asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send intense rains that causes soil erosion and significant damage to fruits and crops. The same water that is a source of blessing, that same water, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, can become a manifestation of his punishment. Isn't it interesting? The same water that can help revive the earth, that same water, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, becomes a source of punishment, a source of destruction for the dwellers of the earth. That is how all of these natural resources are under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same sun that is the source of the energy can become a source of punishment if, again, Allah wants. Imam says, therefore, in the final portion of this dua, in this phrase of the dua, he asks that these heavenly downpours be sweet and free from atmospheric pollutants such as dust particles and salt from the evaporated seawater, so that the water's color, taste, and smell do not become turbid, bitter, or salty. This way the people have access to sweet and healthy water. Meaning that, O Allah, make the rain, make all these resources become a beautiful component of increasing and promoting the quality of our life, so that inshallah that can become a mean for our spiritual growth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد
آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.